This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Member of Parliament Tapir Gao chaired the first quarter District Development Coordination and Monitoring Committee meeting for 2025 today and reviewed the progress of central schemes and stressed on inclusive, transparent implementation across districts. Ministers, MLAs, DCs, HODs, NHIDCL, SBI representatives and Jilla Parishad chairpersons from 11 districts were also present. In a significant decision aimed at uplifting the dignity and welfare of its frontline workers, the Itanagar Municipal Corporation under the leadership of Mayor Tame Pasang has unanimously resolved to enhance the salaries of its 204 ground staff. The resolution was passed during a special session held yesterday. Mayor Pasang emphasized the crucial role played by ground workers in maintaining cleanliness and hygiene of the city and called them the real backbone of IMC. Mayor further informed that entire IMC team, including officials and corporators, has decided to push for the enhancements of ground staff salaries, bringing them on par with other employees of similar grade in different government departments. The Arunachal Pradesh Confederation of Medical Laboratory Science today organized a blood donation camp at RKM Hospital, Itanagar. The camp was held as part of the ongoing National Medical Laboratory Professional Week 2025. Nilyang Tari, president of APCMLS, informed that the organization represents medical laboratory professionals, technicians, assistants, technical supervisors, and officers. He also mentioned that several other activities are being conducted as part of the week-long observance. Deputy Director of School Education, UPI, is organizing a mandatory Aadhaar biometric update and new Aadhaar enrollment camps at all higher and secondary schools across Papumpare, from 15 July to 31st July 2025, the camp aims to facilitating Aadhaar enrollment for ST students to ensure Aadhaar enrollment of eligible students for availing the centrally sponsored pre-matric scholarship scheme and DBT-based government scheme for the students. Currently, Education Department Papumpare has 5 Aadhaar supervisors, one each for the 5 education blocks. Arunachal Pradesh Pancake Silat team ranked second runner-up by securing 16 medals including 5 gold, 3 silver and 8 bronze in the recently concluded 2-day 7th Northeast Pancake Silat Championship 2025 held in Dimapur, Nagaland. Pancake Silat is a traditional form of martial art originating from Indonesian and Malay archipelago. One Arunachal Pradesh Battalion National Cadet Corps at part of NCC Group Headquarter Tejpur is conducting combined annual training camp from 16 July to 25 July 2025 for NCC cadets at Rajiv Gandhi University campus, Duimukh. The aim of the camp is to instill the spirit of camaraderie and nationalism among the NCC cadets. 334 volunteer cadets from central and western districts of Arunachal Pradesh are participating in the camp. The training includes physical training, drill, yoga, battlecraft, firing and games, debate, essay writing competitions, guest lectures for motivating the cadets by eminent speakers from various fields. The Tukpen Community Reserve in West Kameng reached a significant observation milestone with the first ever sighting of a rare red panda in the Guantung area between Rupa and Tongre village. Sharing the news on social media posts, today Deputy Chief Minister Chona May said this appearance in the lower ridges, far from its typical high-altitude habitat, reflects the success of grassroots environmental stewardship and growing awareness among local communities. Under Operation Dawn 2.0, Upper Subansiri Police seized 7.11 gram suspected heroin, 31.07 gram cannabis and proceeds of crime amounting to ₹7,340 from one individual was intercepted in a government vehicle. Arunachal Pradesh Police shared it in a social media post today. With accused being arrested, case has been registered and investigation is underway. Rode Bui, local MLA Dumpurijo, along with local panchayat leaders, circle officer and DDAC, yesterday visited different schools and held meetings with the school authorities to improvise the administration and quality of education system. MLA Bui assured his fullest support to improve the infrastructure of the school. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.